What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Tuesday, November 6, 2018. It is election day for the midterm, so get on out there and vote because this is a very important election. And I understand voter turnout is very, very high, just like it was during the early voting. And remember, there may be nobody out there that you want to vote for, but there's certainly going to be somebody you want to vote against, to paraphrase Robert Heinlein. So, yeah, do make a point of getting on out there because this one is historic. It is a huge turnout. And the polls are all over the place. Everybody's got their favorite poll that says they're winning, and the Democrats are out there. They've lined up about six or seven polls that are saying the Democrats are going to take both houses of Congress. Of course, these were the same pollsters who assured us that Hillary was a 95% chance of winning the White House back in 2016. So most polls that are put out in the public are not trying to measure public opinion. They're trying to shape it, to sort of rely on that herd instinct. Oh, all my friends and neighbors are voting to paint their belly buttons blue. I guess I have to do the same. That kind of thing. But the polls are neck and neck, and nobody really knows what's going on. And I don't intend to stay up and watch it drip in bit by bit. I'm just going to get up tomorrow, look at the results, and you know, we'll just move forward from there. Now, Donald Trump is out there warning that illegal voters will be hit with the maximum penalties if caught. Well, it sounds good, and I'd like to see it happen. But Donald Trump basically missed his opportunity to clean up this election system. 16 states and the District of Columbia require no voter ID. Only 10 states out of 50 have strict voter ID, and 24 states have weak voter ID laws. No state will stop you from voting on election day for lack of an ID. They just take it and they put it someplace and leave it there until they need it. Our election system is a mess. Over in Maricopa County, in a very heavily Republican district, 72 polling places were not ready this morning. 72 out of 503. And they were working through the night trying to get them ready, and they had issues there. Apparently, also in Arizona, another heavy Republican district, I had to turn voters away. They just took their names and numbers and said, we'll call you when things are working. Apparently, they only had these two printers designated for printing the ballots, and they were both broken. Now, how does that happen? Apparently, over at another area in Arizona, voters were being told they had to travel to a different voting poll, different voting location, because of access issues. And they just found out about this on the morning of the election. Somebody's playing games here. This is obvious game playing. We keep seeing it over and over and over again. Over in New York City, broken scanners, long lines, late poll site openings, same thing they had in Arizona, couldn't get them open in the morning, are impacting these voters across New York City, prompting City Council Speaker Corey Johnson to call for the resignation of Board of Elections Executive Director Michael Ryan. Forget resignation. Fire him. With prejudice here. Over in North Carolina, their little ballot machines are not reading the ballots. They keep spitting them on back out, and they're blaming high humidity levels for that problem. And apparently there was an alternative system to leave your ballot, but it was not made public to the voters, and so voters just had to stand there and keep trying to stick this ballot in until finally it would take it. So all kinds of problems here. Down in Miami, one of their polling stations simply ran out of ballots. I mean, aren't you supposed to know how many registered voters are coming to your polling place? And shouldn't you therefore have enough ballots to cover them all? Over in Detroit, they had to shut down an entire polling place. The voting machines are missing. The little tables are all set up. Nothing on top of them. Gone. Just gone. Now, the Department of Homeland Security, who was handed supervision of the integrity of our elections when Trump ended his commission for election integrity, are already out there on TV saying, well, there are some minor glitches, but really don't take it seriously. Everything is going to be okay. And if you can't believe the Department of Homeland Security, who can you believe in? No, I don't believe them. Every election, we see the same things over and over and over and over again. There's one report that apparently two busloads of illegal immigrants were stopped near the Texas border with Mexico. And they had, you know, the sample ballots and $100 each. It's really out of control. We're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, interestingly enough, and again, this is something we keep seeing over and over, MSNBC flashed the results of the governor's race of Florida before the polls even opened. Little bit of a whoopsie, and it will be interesting to see if the final results are what MSNBC put up on the screen, which would really tell us that it is, in fact, all completely rigged. Now, of course, the media is saying too close to call. And even the prognosticated numbers that MSNBC put on up there, it was razor-thin majority here. Now, apparently, just 24 hours before the election, Facebook deleted a conservative network that had 1.5 million followers. And the guy who runs this, Addison Riddleberg, he's 21 years old, and he runs several pages that deal with hot button subjects. And some of his pages are called Standing for Americans, Freedom Catalog, Patriotic Folks. Sounds good to me, but Facebook just took him down. Facebook has, this election cycle, killed 382 pages, the overwhelming majority of which are conservative. Now, Right Side Broadcasting has been live streaming Donald Trump's rallies around the country. YouTube just blocked them, saying that the live streams of the President of the United States of America are not family friendly. I mean, this is so obvious and heavy-handed. Okay. All right. We have been talking about election fraud, and we pointed you at blackboxvoting.org, the HBO documentary Hacking Democracy, which is about Bev Harris, who runs blackboxvoting.org. We've referred you to this book that was written by the Collier brothers back in the Clinton years called Vote Scam. And there's another documentary that's out, and I linked it to the main page at whatreallyhappened.com, and it's called Invisible Ballots. And this was made back in 2005, documenting all the problems with electronic computerized voting, which is the same thing that Bev Harris has been documenting. The system is currently set up to steal elections, facilitate stolen elections, and to conceal all evidence that ever happened. And we need to go the other way, which is why I wrote that article. It's on the main page just below my picture in the upper left, How to Have Honest Elections. And I'm not going to say it's perfect, but it's certainly a lot more reliable and honest and verifiable than what we have now. What we have is we go into the booth and they say, push the red button. Okay, you voted. We'll tell you what the results are tomorrow. Over at CNET, one of their producers, Dan Patterson, was talking about all the cyber threats against the U.S. voting system because it uses all these computers. If you look at what I've come up with, you can't hack it because it doesn't use computers. It doesn't use the internet. Now, even though everybody knows that there is a cyber threat to the integrity of the elections, only 3 states this year activated their National Guard cybersecurity units. That's Washington State, Illinois, and Wisconsin. Those are the only states that are actually looking out to see if anybody is cheating by getting into the election system here. And remember, we've already got that story that, 2 days before these elections, Georgia Secretary of State and Republican gubernatorial candidate Brian Kemp revealed that his office is opening an investigation into the Georgia Democratic Party on allegations that attempted to hack the state's voting system, including allegations of possible cyber crimes. Donald Trump has to fix this mess. We have a crooked election system, and as long as we have a crooked election system, we will have crooked government. And I don't understand why Trump dropped the ball on this. I don't understand why he dropped the ball on the voter ID law. He may lose Congress today because he didn't do his job. He didn't do the job he promised the American people he was going to do, which was clean up the election system and make sure that illegals couldn't vote. Now, as I said before, the numbers from the early voting, the numbers that are already coming in today, it's pretty much neck and neck. The unknown factor is how much election fraud is taking place and how many illegal immigrants are going to vote. We know in 2016, it was literally millions. Now, if the Democrats do succeed in taking Congress, they're going to proceed to try and undo everything Donald Trump has done. They're going to try and raise taxes. They're going to try and impeach him and Kavanaugh for good measure. Now, as far as passing legislation to raise taxes or undo Donald Trump's immigration policies, Donald Trump has that veto pen. And however good the Democrats do, if they do good, they're not going to have the votes to override a presidential veto. So we're going to have a paralyzed Congress for the next 2 years is what we're going to have. And all right, there we are. All righty. And as a reminder of the kind of people that we have in our political community, a former spokesperson for the Arkansas Democratic Party just got arrested for child pornography possession and distribution. Apparently, he was arrested earlier this morning. Now, he left the Democratic Party in 2017. But again, there's something about politics that attracts people like this. They're attracted to the power. They're attracted certainly to the opportunity for vast amounts of wealth. So turning over here to the immigration situation, the Trump administration has now asked the Supreme Court to hear the DACA case ahead of the appeals court. Now, earlier in this year, the DACA case went to the 2nd, 9th, and D.C. courts of appeal. And the Supreme Court last February denied the government's request to hear its appeal, saying that they presumed the appeals court would act expeditiously. Well, that hasn't happened. The Court of Appeals heard the arguments back on May 15th and still has not issued its decision. So we may actually get the Supreme Court stepping on in and trying to sort out this mess. Meanwhile, Judicial Watch has sent a camera crew and some reporters down to this migrant horde that is marching toward the U.S. And what they're finding is these people, they're not afraid of their home countries. They're openly admitting, you know, their life there was okay. It's just they want better jobs. They want more money. They obviously have not been paying attention to the debate over the minimum wage here. So apparently Judicial Watch encountered a group of about 600 men marching on a 2-lane highway. Among them was a 40-year-old Honduran man who previously lived in the United States for decades. He got deported. And he wants to go back because apparently his kids and girlfriend are still in the United States. But there's a lot of angry young men. There's a lot of gangbangers in here. They're not tragic migrants fleeing the violence of their home countries. They just want to come up here and, you know, take American jobs. They're openly saying it. Now, Judicial Watch, of course, was trying to find out who organized the caravan. And in what is clearly a rehearsed speech, because it's always exactly the same from one person to the next person to the next person, they're saying, oh, it was just a spontaneous event. And of course, standing right there, there are organizers shouting instructions in Spanish on bullhorns and rearranging the crowds, putting select people in front of the cameras for the interviews. So the U.S. military is now down on the border. There was still an issue about whether they're going to interact with the migrant horde or not, and whether Donald Trump is just going to let what appears to be an act of insubordination lie. Because, yeah, this does qualify as an invasion. When you have a crowd of people who are angry, who are shouting, who are breaking through fences and gates, waving the flag of a foreign country, yeah, that looks like an invasion. And that's what the army is supposed to do. Protect this country from invasion. I don't remember the last time they actually did it. Maybe they're just out of practice. But they are down there laying lots and lots of barbed wire, and they're going to have the drones, they're going to have the surveillance, they're going to be able to see where these various caravans try and break through the border. And as of right now, there are four of them. Mexican officials are warning that human traffickers are now starting to basically kidnap caravan members, mostly going after women and children. And apparently about 100 of these caravan members have now been kidnapped by the traffickers. So that's not working out too good for them. Okay. Now here's a good one. Over in Brownsville, Texas, there's this guy who saw some illegals on his property, and he wanted to scare them away. And he fired his gun to scare them away, and he got arrested for it. And apparently the Fort Brown Border Patrol agents reported hearing the shots and observing Fernandez after seeing undocumented immigrants enter the property. They knew the illegals were there. So the Border Control agents, who apparently did not intercept the illegal immigrants, called the Sheriff's Department, who in turn turned him over to the Brownsville Police Department. So this guy is trying to defend his home against people who are not supposed to be there, and he's in trouble. He's in prison. There is something seriously wrong with how our border is being run. Now, that Second Amendment gives us all a right to defend our homes. I don't know if Texas has a castle law, but many states do. Which means if somebody invades your home, you may assume they intend you bodily harm and take the appropriate action. But a big part of that Second Amendment is we all have a right to defend our homes and our property and our lives. And this guy did not shoot at the illegal immigrants. He just fired warning shots. And he's the one who's in trouble. That's a little messed up. That is really very messed up. All right. We're coming up here on a commercial break. I'm going to check in and see what's happening on the election news, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And getting on back to the election, somebody just sent me Twitter feed. And it's basically a video shot of a polling place, and there's a sign right on the front that says polling place, and these are the hours, and the rest of it. And inside, on an inner door, is a sign that says vote straight Democratic. Now, the laws vary slightly from state to state, but as a general rule of thumb, there is no electioneering allowed in the polling place. In fact, most states require candidates and campaign signs to be a minimum of 100 feet away from the polling place. And the Democrats, they just got it right inside. So I just put that up at whatreallyhappened.com. They're not even trying to hide what they're doing. They really are not. All right, let's take a phone call from Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. About the story you just told about the fellow who fired the warning shots when the illegals were on his property, I'm afraid the outcome for that would have been the same almost no matter where that occurred. Most people don't understand. Warning shots are not allowable, are not legal. We see it in the movies and stuff like that, but it's not legal to discharge a firearm in that manner if they had been, threatening him, accosting him, assaulting him, attempting to batter him, something like that, and he fired at them, there would be no problem. But there is no such thing as an allowable warning shot. I mean, I've been told this by people acquainted with these laws, repeatedly. And you see it in the movies and stuff, but in reality, it's just not something you can do.
Well, let me ask a simple question, and thank you for bringing that to my attention. I was unaware that that was the situation because I'm not in the habit of pulling the trigger. But what if you are under threat, but you don't really want to kill or even wound anybody? And I say that because of something that happened to me many years ago when I had to chase a criminal out of our home in North Hollywood. And I am very, very grateful I did not have to pull the trigger. Of course, I had the advantage of a laser sight, and that dot on his forehead convinced him that I was thinking seriously about him, and he skedaddled. But it almost seems this law is kind of counterproductive because it's putting you in the choice of allowing yourself to be attacked or having to kill somebody. I can't imagine. A lot of people might not want that choice. They might want to go the rock salt way.
Well, actually, in your home, it might be slightly different. You could fire a warning shot near the person or something and allege that you were attempting to shoot him. But if you pull the trigger on your firearm, you're supposed to be shooting someone, okay? And especially not outside, especially outside. You simply cannot discharge a firearm in that manner outside. In your home,
okay.
You could say the person was home invader and you were shooting at him and missed or something like that. Probably get away with it. But, That's about
all right. Well, thank you for the update.
Thank you.
Okay, and we're going to switch over here to Pat in Fort Worth. Aloha, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Well, I've noticed that the Democrat candidates around here, I have the whole country, but they don't use red, white, and blue. Beto, I call him that, who wears dresses, he uses black and white on all his signs, okay?
Uh-huh.
If you wear red, white, or blue down there, they're going to know you're a Republican. but what I noticed was he had a walker over here the other day, street walker, whatever they call them, block walker, older man and woman. They had on the front of their shirt was totally rainbow striped. And at the bottom, it was a black Beto. I said, oh, is that an official shirt? Yes. So, see, he doesn't tell everything to everybody about what he thinks. And one of his biggest supports is all the LGBT groups. And he says, I take only money from individuals. Well, every one of those groups, they're individual groups, but they're supporting him, maybe not giving him money, but, doing what they can do for him. Talk about that, but because it might be controversial to people, but I like that the Citizens United, Supreme Court decision, and I know y'all probably know because you think corporations are ones causing all trouble, but if you're a church and you want to incorporate, which you can do, it's legal, and everybody gave a dollar, you could give $1,000 to a candidate who was for your cause, which is the Bible, and of course they've made the Bible political. And, but now that the Johnson Amendment's been thrown out, you can't politic the church, I guess. But anyway.
There are actually limits on how much electioneering churches are allowed to do. Anyway, Pat, we got to take another break for commercials. Thank you very much for the phone call. We will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com, or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I just got another photo from Twitter showing a Democratic candidate literally working the people in the line waiting in to get in to vote. That's electioneering. It's illegal. He is supposed to be no closer than 100 feet from the polling place. The only exception to that is when he goes in to cast his own ballot or her own ballot. I'm getting a sense that the Democrats are in a panic, and they're out there doing all this stuff, and they don't care who sees it. They're that scared they're not going to get control of Congress. So we'll see what's going to happen. All right, let's see. We're going to take another phone call. Neil in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, aloha, Michael and Claire, in the United States of America. The guy that called in and talked a little bit earlier about if you fire a shot, you better end up shooting somebody. That is an actual law that I know of. Here in California, from what I know of, if somebody breaks into my house and I shoot them and I don't kill them, I have to make sure they don't get outside. If they are able to go outside, it now becomes a justifiable homicide against me, which is absolutely ridiculous.
It's a mess. It's a mess here. And
the rules actually seem to apply that you're not allowed to defend yourself. If you try to defend yourself, you are now the problem. Which, the rule here in California, if somebody breaks in my house and I shoot them, I damn near need to make sure they don't get out of the house, which means I got to keep shooting them or just stamp them down on the ground so they can't open the door. To me, that doesn't make any sense. You're going to see a blood trail. You're going to see the footprints, the blood drops. Yeah, he was in my damn house. So who set that up? The people who don't want you to be able to defend yourself.
Yep. You know, there's something a lot of people need to remember when you look at all this confusing gun legislation. Back during Prohibition, it came on out, you know, when they started to have the debate about ending Prohibition because it has caused so much problem, so much crime and corruption. There were these temperance groups that kept on campaigning to keep Prohibition in place. And it came on out after the fact that they were being funded by the rum runners, the bootleggers, the organized crime gangs, in order to keep the booze illegal and its profitability high. And so you have to wonder, we still have crime today. We still have organized crime today. And it's almost like, yeah, there is a segment of our government that is saying, no, we can't let people defend themselves, because we have to provide a safe working environment for those street criminals and rapists and muggers, or the entire organized crime system is under threat. It's just really messed up here. Again, you know, maybe a taser is the way to go, or pepper spray, which is my favorite right now, because as I said earlier, I have no desire to pull the trigger on a living person.
If you're stupid enough to come into my house in the middle of the night, you will get shot. I'm not going to hesitate. I won't question it. I will protect myself and my family. You're not going to make it out the door, and it will be completely legal. The problem that they're pushing is the helpless, defenseless scenario that we're here to protect you. Where I live in the mountains, fire department takes 20 minutes to get here. Get a cop up here could take 45 minutes to an hour. Are you kidding me? So the reality just does not match up with what these, I don't know, 7 to 8 Democratic cities in states that seem to keep that ball rolling. I'm a constitutionalist. I wouldn't consider myself a Republican. I'd consider myself an independent, free-minded thinking person who does not agree with this political, liberal, progressive agenda. And that is what it seems to be. And as far as that goes, you've got all of TV, all of radio. Every time I turn on my little radio, I get ABC News or CBS News. They're saying, oh, Democrats are in the front running. They're in the lead, like what you were saying earlier. They're projecting what they want. And any time that they have a problem, they project what they've been doing onto somebody else. Russian collusion, that's all Democrats and Hillary.
Yeah.
Rigging of the election, that was all Democrats and Hillary proven to rig against Bernie Sanders. So all the evidence and everything is out there. I'm literally waiting for after the election for possibly declassification of the FISA warrants and possibly the unsealing of the untold thousands of sealed indictments right now, which has broken all of United States history for any year, any time for sealed indictments.
I'm not sure that those sealed indictments are there, but definitely there's a lot of documents that should be made public, like the FISA warrants. For some reason, the New York Times has changed its editorial position, and now they want the FISA warrants kept under wrap. I understand former FBI Director James Comey is actually stumping around trying to support a Democratic candidate. He must really be scared of a GOP Congress after this election, where the investigations are going to continue. Anyway, Neil, I'm going to let you go here. And
aloha, Michael.
All right, aloha. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family here. I hope you never actually have to pull the trigger on somebody. Okay.
It will be Salt Rock first, I'll tell you that. And if that don't stop anything, it's going to be the end. So, yeah.
All right. Well, good luck.
Protect yourself.
Good luck. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And getting on back here. There's going to be nothing on the corporate news except the election stuff. And, of course, everybody's waiting for the results to come in, which won't be for some hours yet. Now, somebody sent me an email basically talking about the Stand Your Ground law, which they have in South Carolina, that if somebody is approaching you, if you are threatened or in fear of your life or bodily harm, you can shoot to kill on the spot. This person says they know for a fact their wife's cousin was shot dead a little over a year ago in a gas station parking lot as he walked up on a guy who felt he might get hurt. The guy was not charged and is walking free today. Well, that sounds like rather an unfortunate situation. You know what we're missing here? We're missing what I had when I was a kid. Gun safety was taught in the school. And when I was growing up in that little farming town in New Hampshire, we didn't have shootings. You know, we had a lot of hunting. We had target shooting. We had varminting the garden. In all the years that I lived there, there was only ever one unfortunate incident with a firearm, and that was an attempted suicide. All right, so let's go back to the phones here. Frank in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, thanks you for taking my call. I agree with the earlier caller, the first caller, I think, with regards to warning shots. That's long been what I learned. You basically can't fire warning shots, unfortunately. It's not like in the movies, and it's just like, you know, in police training, they don't teach you to wing, to wound. Like, well, why didn't you just shoot him in the leg? Why'd you have to kill him?
They teach center mass.
Yeah, that's just the way it is. Unfortunately, I think a lot of it has to do with the litigious nature of our society, unfortunately. You can't use common sense. They don't want you use common sense. It's one size fits all these arbitrary rules. But if you will, just imagine this alleged shooter, I forget his first name, Bowers, right? Imagine him. He's got some type of rifle, and he's hightailing it up the walkway towards the an entrance to a synagogue. And say they've hired some security guy in there. And say he's got a shotgun with double-up buck, and he sees Bowers. He's running up towards entrance with a crazed look in his eyes, and he's like, oh, my God, this guy's going to come in here and shoot people. And he opens the door and blasts a double-up buck up in the air. And, you know, Bowers sees this, he hears it, and he turns around, and he hightails it out of there because, he's thinking, man, this guy's going to shoot me. And he cancels his plans, right? Can we really see the shooter protecting the people in the synagogue? Can we really see him going and going to prison, and he's in his little suit in prison and living in his little cell and going out for a little walk once a day? I mean, would that be right? I mean, I can't really see that happening. It's just, it's all arbitrary.
Yeah, it really is. And by the way, don't fire warning shots up in the air. Fire them into the ground. That way you know where they went.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, especially when you're talking double-aught magnum buckshot. That stuff can fly a long way.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And so let's get into the conflict zones. because there is a lot going on here. Apparently, the United States has used banned white phosphorus bombs in the Syrian city of Deir ez-Zor for the fourth time in 2 months. And as a reminder, white phosphorus is illegal to use other than as a smokescreen. You're not supposed to drop it on civilians who can be horribly burned and disfigured. You're not supposed to drop it on residential areas because it is an incendiary and it will burn all those civilians' homes to the ground. But the U.S. is continuing to use it. So corporate media is trying to fan up the idea that there are Russian-linked private military contractors operating in Syria, and they've suffered some casualties as well. But they're trying to get a link going back to Russia as part of the propaganda, as things may get – and again, Russia has been warning that the White Helmets are getting ready to launch another false flag chemical attack. And as far as I'm concerned, it could happen as soon as tomorrow. And then the U.S. is going to say, well, by golly, that evil, dastardly Assad, he's gassing his own people. Oh, can you give me a good reason why he would do something like that? Well, no, just take our word for it. We're the corporate media and the U.S. government. We tell you what to think. And again, Assad is many things. He's not stupid. He knows that a chemical weapon attack works against him. And he doesn't need to use chemical weapons. He's all but won the war. The story doesn't make sense. There's no motive for Assad to do something like this. There certainly is a motive for the U.S.-linked white helmets to do this. And if you look at the history of the United States and how many times they've used false flags or lies to trick the American people into wars, over and over and over again, Saddam's, nukes, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, we've been over that list so many times. Now, the Russian Navy is putting together a fleet, if you will, off the coast of Syria as the Sochi agreement continues to fall apart. And it looks like Russia is going to go ahead and strike these U.S.-backed jihadis. And Russia has sent the Admiral Makarov frigate with long-range caliber cruise missiles to the Mediterranean. It will join the Admiral Grigorovich, Admiral Essen, and Petlivy frigates, landing ship Nikolai Felchenkov, and the Vishny Volochek missile corvette. So that's going to be a lot of firepower. So how's this going to play out? Because we have all these different contending powers that all want something different. So Israel's Minister of Jerusalem Affairs and Minister of Environmental Protection, Ze'ev Elkin, is out there saying that Israel will strike the Syrian S-300s if Israel jets get hit in Israeli airspace. Now, that's kind of an odd thing to say. Syria doesn't have a reason to hit Israeli jets in Israeli airspace unless, of course, the Israeli jets are flying over Israeli territory and flinging missiles across the border, which they have a habit of doing, mostly from Lebanon. At which point, even if you are over Israel and you're shooting missiles into Syria, you become a legitimate target. So Elkin is out there saying that Israel considers the very fact of giving the S-300 to Syria a big, big mistake. Now, Elkin also went on to say that Israel might destroy the Syrian 300 launch sites even if they are manned by Russians, because the Syrians are still being trained on how to run all of this stuff. It takes about 3 months of training to bring them up to speed. And so now you have Israel talking about attacking the Russians. That's a serious, serious escalation. All right, let's talk about Mohammed bin Salman. As we mentioned only just yesterday, a lot of people were thinking Mohammed bin Salman might be on his way out. And then Benjamin Netanyahu stood up and said, no, he's going to stay. and apparently intervened with multiple governments around the world, including the United States, to say, no, absolutely, absolutely, Mohammed bin Salman is going to stay. Now, he's not doing this because he likes bin Salman. Netanyahu wants to use Mohammed bin Salman to promote Israel's objectives in the region, to control Iran, to force the deal of the century onto the Palestinians, and the elimination of political Islam. So Netanyahu is using bin Salman, and apparently bin Salman is perfectly okay with this deal as long as he gets to sit in that center seat. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, out in California, Antonio Sabato Jr., who's the Republican congressional candidate for District 26 in California, has basically gone public saying that Republican votes are being rejected at the polling places, claiming the signatures don't match the voter rolls. And of course, it's not like these are handwriting experts. It's just arbitrary. Oh, doesn't match, doesn't match, doesn't match, doesn't match, doesn't match. And so he's trying to get the word out on Twitter. He's trying to get people whose votes are being rejected to get back in touch with him to basically mount a challenge to this. And yeah, the Democrats aren't even trying to hide what they're doing. Okay. Getting on back to Mohammed bin Salman. Saudi Arabia wants to go nuclear. They want a nuclear power plant to begin with. Actually, what they want is a research reactor. And Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has laid the foundation stone. And meanwhile, in the U.S., there are calls for a halt to nuclear talks with the Riyadh regime because of the murder of Khashoggi. Now, the Saudi press agencies reported the project had been launched during bin Salman's visit to King Abdulaziz City for sciencing technology in Riyadh on Monday. And apparently it's one of seven projects that are now being launched. But this reactor, supposedly for research and development purposes, is going to be constructed. Mohammed bin Salman's pushing for a nuclear deal with the United States that would pave the way for the Saudi regime to enrich uranium, prompting speculation the regime might be planning to develop their own nuclear weapons in the long run. Now, here's where the United States might want to pull back on it, because back when Iran was under the Shah of Iran and they were starting to build their nuclear power plant, that was a good thing. Iran is going nuclear. They had full page ads in the newspapers about the Shah of Iran. Look who believes in nuclear power. Because there was a lot of resistance to nuclear power in the United States, mostly related to disposing of the radioactive waste and memories of what had happened at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So it looks like we could make the same mistake again. We're going to help Saudi Arabia become a nuclear power. And then what happens if we stop being friends down the road? Or does our government not really think that far ahead? Over in France, Emmanuel Macron is calling for the creation of a true European army to defend against Russia and the United States. Now, that's rather something interesting for Macron to say. We'll be right back after station identification.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.